Today's way, number 30, is called being beloved. Every day in Western society, someone comes up with an idea that is worse than yesterday's bad idea. Today's idea is to marry yourself. People are marrying themselves with a ceremony in front of parents and friends. At first glance, we might think there is a valid idea here. What better way to show that you like and accept who you are than to marry yourself? But Judaism understands that this is unnecessary and hopelessly confused. You are married to yourself without going through a ceremony. God puts your body and soul together, and it is going to stay that way until death do you part. Since your first and most permanent relationship is with yourself, the rabbis say it is crucially important to love yourself. Be beloved to yourself first of all. Yet today, this is a significant problem. Many people think of themselves in a negative way. They look at themselves as not good, not successful, not competent, not smart, not handsome or beautiful. They wish they were someone else than themselves. This lack of self-love has very negative consequences. The Torah says, love your neighbor as yourself, implies that if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. If you can't appreciate what is good about you, you can't appreciate what is good about others. Furthermore, when you love someone, you are giving them a gift to yourself. If you don't value yourself, you don't think you have what to give. If you don't love yourself, you can't see any reason why God should love you or help you. In Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon says, talking about prayer, don't be a wicked person in your own eyes. If you don't value who you are, you won't expect God to answer you. Finally, not loving yourself will make you ineffective. It is painful to think badly of yourself. The pain you feel will cause you to withdraw from dealing with other people. Dealing with them focuses you more on what you think are your failings and increases your pain. So how do you go about loving yourself? The first step is to internalize one of the most important definitions you will ever hear. What is love? Our definition, love is an emotion of pleasure that comes from perceiving the virtue in another person and identifying them with their virtues. We can see that this is true if we ask ourselves, what do we love about our wife, husband, father, mother, child? A mother who loves her child unconditionally still can't say, I love him because he is so selfish and doesn't share with other children. She'll say, I love him because he is lively, intelligent, loving. She excuses his faults and expects he will grow out of them. In way number 32, loving people, coming up soon, we will go further with this definition and show why it is so important in learning to love other people and for strengthening your marriage. But the first place to use this definition is in order to love yourself. You love yourself by learning to appreciate your virtues. Start with the incredible virtues you share with other human beings. You are a soul, a spiritual entity connected with God. You are Jewish with a special soul driven for meaning. You want to do the right thing, even if you don't always live up to your ideals. That is just for a start, but you have many virtues that are unique to you. Kind, intelligent, sensitive, loving life, creative. Not everyone has the same virtues, but all of us have a lot of them. We need to make a list of them, keep it with us, and add to the list when we become aware of a new virtue. But what about the fact that you have faults? Shouldn't you pay attention to them too and dislike yourself if there are a lot of them? The answer is, with the people you are closest to, you recognize that the faults they have are regrettable, but not the essence of the person. For you also, the faults you have are things you want to get rid of. They don't define who you are. It isn't a lack of humility to appreciate your virtues. Humbleness means not having an exaggerated idea of yourself and seeing yourself the way you really are. Seeing your virtues is seeing your true self and appreciating why you are valuable to God and to others. Don't make a mistake of linking liking yourself to what other people think of you. Other people's judgments are influenced by their lack of understanding, their own personal faults, and their social conditioning. In the world today, society makes us feel that success is how we should measure our self-worth. Even though there are many good people who aren't successful in society's eyes, the idolizing of successful people adds greatly to the pain of the majority who haven't succeeded to that extent. Another aspect of this way is to work to be beloved by people. Getting others to love you isn't a wrong thing to do. It will make you better able to accomplish in life and better able to help others. But you can't get other people to love you by manipulating them. You need to make it possible for them to see your real virtues, not fake ones. You do this by giving to people love, friendliness, appreciation, help, concern, good advice. The most valuable gift you can give someone is wisdom. When you hear a true idea, think who could benefit from it and make an effort to give it to them. You will love yourself for caring about others, and others will love you for caring about them.